Roby slept soundly after killing five men. He awoke at 6 and ate breakfast at a cafe around the corner from where he was staying. Later, he walked to Waverley Station next to the Balmoral Hotel and boarded a train to London. He arrived at King's Cross Station over 4 hours later and took a cab to Heathrow. The British Airways 777 lifted off later that afternoon. With a weak headwind, the plane touched down 7 hours later at Dulles Airport. It had been cloudy and chilly in Scotland. It was hot and dry in Virginia. The sun had long ago begun to drift low into the west. Clouds had built up during the heat of the day, but there would be no storm because there was no moisture. All Mother Nature could do was look threatening. A car was waiting for him outside the airport terminal. There was no name on the placard. Black SUV, government plates. He got in, clicked the seatbelt shut, and lifted up a copy of the Washington Post that sat on the seat. He gave the driver no instruction. He knew where to go. Traffic on the Dulles toll road was surprisingly light. Roby's phone vibrated. He looked at the screen. One word. Congratulations. He put the phone back in his jacket pocket. Congratulations was the wrong word, he believed. Thanks would be the wrong word, too. He was not sure what the right one would be for killing five people. Perhaps there was none. Perhaps silence would suffice. He arrived at a building off Chain Bridge Road in Northern Virginia. There would be no debriefing. No record of anything was better. If an investigation ensued, no one could discover a record that didn't exist. But if things went wrong, Roby would have no official cover. He walked to an office, not officially his, but one that he sometimes used. Even though it was late, there were people working. They did not talk to Roby. They didn't even look at him. He knew they had no idea what he did, but they also knew not to interact with him. He sat at a desk, hit some keys on the computer, sent a few emails, and stared out a window that wasn't really a window. It was merely...